It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's administration says that they are working on regulations to increase oversight of boarding homes for people with mental illnesses. The Albuquerque Journal reports the administration plans to propose rules in coming weeks that include requiring the homes to be licensed and inspected. Governor Lujan Grisham says that the state has about 100 boarding homes that are unregulated and that increased oversight would require more funding and staffing. A 2016 investigation by the Albuquerque Journal uncovered neglected and crowded conditions along with inadequate meals at some boarding homes. Let's get news from the Lone Star State now, where more than 100 new mumps cases have been identified in Texas immigrant detention facilities in the last 5 weeks. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval has more on how officials have yet to contain the outbreak, which started last October.
Texas health officials have confirmed 436 total cases of mumps in immigrant detention facilities since the outbreak started. The number of cases jumped up by more than 100 since mid-June. Cases have been concentrated in Houston and the Rio Grande Valley, where lawyer Jody Goodwin works with detained immigrants. She says some of her clients were quarantined.
So I had a number of clients that were basically stuck at El Valle, because nobody would interview them, nobody would take them to court, I couldn't go see them due to this mumps outbreak.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement declined to say whether or not vaccines are being administered. The MMR vaccine that protects against mumps is also the vaccine for measles. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval.
And now a local viewpoint. Jail diversion programs help people get mental health treatment and other services instead of sending them to jail. But in New Mexico, the program is threatened by funding problems. More from commentator Peter Goodman.
Loss of state funding has temporarily closed the doors of the Forensic Intervention Consortium, a nonprofit jail diversion program, which saves us big bucks every year. I'll call that program JD here to save time. JD helps seriously mentally ill people who get into trouble with the law. They may or may not have been diagnosed and often fall through the cracks. Their offenses are mostly minor. JD helps them make court dates and appointments with lawyers and counselors. Just finding these folks can be a challenge. JD also helps judges decide on conditions for pretrial release, then monitors folks who get released. Judges, corrections officers, and others say the group serves an important public function. July 1st, the state ceased contributing upwards of $200,000 a year for the program. JD was serving upwards of 400 people at the time. Those clients and officials who deal with them have felt its absence. Law enforcement spends a lot of time on these folks. We pay the detention center to house and feed people who are held pending trial. For each marginal defendant who misses a court date for some minor charge, the court issues a warrant. Fines and interest get too big for a poor person, so the person is imprisoned for evading trial. A vicious cycle. Keeping even some people from missing court dates saves the authorities more than JD's annual budget. The state wants JD to become eligible to bill Medicaid, but JD can't bill for getting people to court or to needed services. These aren't office appointments billed by the quarter hour. Mere eligibility would take at least a year. I mean no disrespect here, but say we defunded animal control and demanded it qualify to bill for veterinary services. Instead of collecting stray dogs or responding to calls about feral cats, officers would wait in an office with lots of missed appointments. I haven't heard any real justification for the state's action. Sometimes we destroy something that works just because we didn't invent it. The county also pulled its funding. The county's current mental health service, though worthwhile, doesn't serve the people JD does. The county's preparing an RFP, but that process takes time and might not address this particular need. Still, there's hope. A group of professionals dealing with criminal law problems is listening. So are state legislators, perhaps the governor. The State Behavioral Health Division will soon meet with J.D., and maybe misunderstandings can be corrected. The former Human Services Director has left. These government offices should rethink this and provide at least bridge funding, soon. Jail diversion is an effective local service. If we lose it, we'll spend more money while seriously mentally ill people go untreated.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.